All of your relationships with spouse, family, and friends are important, but temporary. Your only eternal relationship is with God. Hi, I'm Rob West. We need the bonds of family and friends to help us thrive in this world, but they pale to the significance of your relationship with the Lord. Today, I'll give some practical ways you can draw closer to God. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, I know what you're thinking. What's my relationship with God have to do with finances? Because this is a show about money, right? Yes, but it's also about our faith. And for Christians, faith and our finances have everything to do with our relationship with God. And the Bible gives us three principles to connect the dots. First, God created everything, and therefore He owns everything. Colossians 1:16 reads, "For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him." Second, God gave us everything we possess. James 1:17 tells us, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." So, God owns everything, but He's given us resources to use temporarily as His stewards. Last, God is not distant and detached. He wants a close relationship with you. James 4:8 reads, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." We draw near to God by obediently following His law. With over 2,300 verses in Scripture about money and possessions, God has made His desire quite clear. He wants us to manage money according to His principles. Our friend Howard Dayton points out that wisely managing money and the other resources God has blessed us with deepens our fellowship with Christ. Having a close relationship with Jesus is another way to describe what the Bible calls true riches. In Luke 16:11, Jesus indicates that God uses money as a test. He says, "If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches?" Jesus is saying that how you handle money affects your spiritual life. If you manage it well, according to biblical principles, you'll naturally grow closer to Christ. If not, your fellowship with the Lord suffers. So, biblical money management is a very practical way to improve your spiritual life. But sometimes things get in the way of that. There are two kinds of disobedience that keep us from handling money God's way and growing closer to Him. The first is passive. It's just plain laziness. Some people don't want to take the time to organize their finances, make a budget, and track their spending. Doing those things might only take a few hours a month. Still, it's just too much to bother with. Worse, that same person will spend more time than that watching TV every night. As a result, intimacy with God suffers. Another person has a different obstacle to growing closer to God. It's an active or willful disobedience. For that person, money and possessions compete with Christ. Jesus tells us clearly how that will turn out. In Matthew 6:24, He says, "No one can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Then there are people who think they can surrender every part of their lives to Christ except money. They might be quite good at making money, paying their bills on time, saving and investing, but they refuse to give Christ lordship over their finances, to follow all of the Bible's teachings. Maybe they stumble over tithing or other giving to God's kingdom. They have the resources, but they don't want to do it. Again, their intimacy with Christ suffers. Finally, there's the person who's not following biblical financial principles, but thinks his relationship with the Lord is just fine. To him, we might say, "What you don't know will hurt you. What are you missing out on?" You might think finances aren't interfering with your relationship with God, but how would you know? If that's you, perhaps you should commit to the Lord in earnest prayer and then follow through managing your money and possessions His way. You'll find what you need to get started by downloading the free FaithFi app. It will not only give you three ways to set up your budget based on the envelope system, it also has the best Christian financial content out there to help you grow closer to God by following His principles. Do that for 3 months and see if your relationship with the Lord is more intimate. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's been 23 years since that tragic day on September 11th, 2001, the devastating terrorist attack that changed the world as we know it, and that day when so many lost their lives. Back then, many were asking, where was God? That's a heavy question that can't be answered quickly. But Scripture tells us tragedy is not the end of the story. Revelation 21:4 tells us that one day every wrong will be made right. Jesus will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. All will be made new in Christ Jesus. Get more daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Well, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. I've been traveling for a couple of days, but back live today, and looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. I'm sure you've got some things going on in your financial life. We'd like to help you process those as you make God your ultimate treasure, money a tool to accomplish God's purposes, but wrestle through those practical decisions and choices you're looking to make today. How do you pass money on to the next generation and make sure that you're passing wisdom first, because wisdom protects and money does not? How do we think about investing in light of the market volatility? Dow Jones off 600 points today, the NASDAQ off less than 0.5%, but the S&P 500 down about 1%. Now, we don't make decisions based on the daily moves of the market, but that volatility can cause us to react emotionally. We don't want to do that. We want to be long-term in our perspective, making sure we're properly diversified. We see that clearly in the Council of Scripture, specifically in the book of Ecclesiastes. That is
a biblical principle we want to apply in our financial lives. Maybe it's paying down debt, getting that credit score up, or giving generously and being wise in our giving. Any of those questions and more are in play today. The way you get in on the conversation is 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Sandy, ready to take that call, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We're going to dive into those questions here in just a moment. But first, in the news today, we've heard this before, but this time it might actually happen. The Federal Reserve is expected to start lowering interest rates on September 18th. That's just 1 week from today. While that's good news for many, it's a problem for savers. Advisors are saying it's a good time to take an inventory if you're holding CDs. With 11 straight hikes over the last year and a half, CDs have become a favorite for folks wanting safe, predictable yields. That brought CD rates in July as high as 5.5%. That's the highest level in 20 years. But anticipating a rate cut by the Fed, banks have already started lowering rates offered on CDs, with the average slipping to just under 5% in August. Bottom line, if you want to stick with CDs for saving, lock in rates now for as long as you can. They'll probably only go down from here. Keep in mind, you know, if we're thinking relatively short-term money, that is less than 5 years, but more than a year, that's where CDs can shine, especially right now if we maybe ladder them up with a 1 year, a 2 year, and a 3 year kind of on top of each other, and that way you have money coming due every 12 months. But if we're getting out beyond 5 years, we may want to look at other tools. For instance, treasuries are going to do well as interest rates come down. Those treasury prices will increase. You can lock in a pretty good year on a 10-year treasury right now, north of 4%. That's not a bad option. You can look at a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio with corporate bonds as well, maybe some CDs in the mix, but also putting a stock allocation in there. You know, even in your 70s, the Lord tarries and you're in good health, you need that money to last for decades. So you're still a long-term investor, and that stock portion of that portfolio, even if it might be 20 or 30% or maybe slightly more, is a portion that can help to fuel some growth in that portfolio, again, over the long term, not in the short term. And that could help you to outpace inflation, just recognizing that even though inflation has been coming down, it's still going to be sticky and probably not settle in at the Fed's target of 2%. So we outpace that by having some risk assets, not being risky or necessarily throwing caution to the wind, but, you know, adding a growth component to our portfolio that when the market's down, if we're in a recession, maybe the market's down 20 or 30%. That's okay. We're long term. We don't touch that portion. We let it come back and grow. We don't react emotionally. We take more of a rules-based approach. I think that can be, you can be well served in that. I would also mention having an advisor who can implement a strategy like that for you, perhaps even bringing in some faith-based investments that align with your values, is a great opportunity for you after working your entire life, building up some assets, now not just putting that on autopilot, but having an advisor who can manage that for you in a way that aligns with who you are as a Christ follower is a great opportunity. We recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, 1,500 men and women who have attained the highest credential in biblical financial advice, the only widely accepted industry designation. You can find a CKA at our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click find a professional. Perhaps you could find several to interview right there in your city. While you're selecting a CKA, if you are in the investing space and that's what you're looking for, you do now have the ability, and this is relatively new, an enhancement to the search feature. You can only see those CKAs who offer faith-based investments if that's something that you're interested in, to make sure that they can implement that type of strategy for you using funds like Timothy Plan and Eventide and One Ascent and others that you hear about on this broadcast on a regular basis. All right. Hopefully that's helpful to you. We're ready to dive into those questions. The calls have been coming in, and we've got perhaps room for maybe two more right now at 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin with Lucy in Alabama. Hi there. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm calling from Alabama, and I have a question. I'm 70 and a half, and I had some IRA, And they sent me a letter saying that because of the system, the law, at that age, you have to start pulling it out little by little, or they give you extended time. And I wanted to know your opinion. Should I take the extended time? They have 95, or you can go 3 more years and, you know, move it out little by little. What's your advice on that? Should I take it all out and visit somewhere else? The interest is 3%. It don't go no lower than 3%.
I see. So this sounds, Lucy, to me like an annuity with an insurance company. Is that right? Or is this just a plain 401k?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Annuity.
Oh, an annuity. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. I mean, it sounds like this is a tax-deferred annuity, which just simply means you could leave it right there in the annuity and earn that guaranteed rate of return. If you were, what are the options they're giving you at this point? They're saying you can start taking it out little by little. You can transfer it out. But if you leave it right there, what are they promising you in the way of a return on this? Do you know?
3%. It don't go no lower than 3%. And
right,
it's stuck on 3% for the longest.
Okay, yeah. So you can do better with this. Is this money that you need anytime soon for a specific purpose, or is it just there to grow in case you need it down the road?
All I have. So I really been using it as I go, you know, emergency pull out here and there, you know.
Yeah,
so,
got
right?
it. Okay.
So I'm trying to keep my eyes off of it.
Yeah. No, I understand that. But it sounds like, you know, is this what you consider your emergency fund, or do you have a savings account that's separate from this?
I got a little saving, but it's not
all right.
a lot.
Not a lot. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like we probably, I mean, given that this is $8,000 and you are having to pull out of it periodically, you know, to take care of, you know, needs that you have that come up unexpectedly, sounds like we probably don't want to invest this in something that could lose value, even though you could get a better return. So I think the question is, do we leave it there in the annuity? Do we roll it over to another annuity that could give you a little higher rate of return? Or do we roll it out to an IRA and put it in, you know, for instance, some CDs or something like that? I think, you know, leaving it right there would be fine. I think the key is, could we get it in a better, higher paying annuity option? I'd probably check with the company and just say, listen, I'm looking for a return better than 3%. What can you offer me? See what they come back with. And if you have questions on that, give me a call back. God bless you, Lucy. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The AFA Resource Center is a one-stop shop to find tools that will help you grow in your relationship with God. We've also got items to help others find out about the ministries of AFA, like the AFR Trucker Hat. We're talking a very stylish 6-panel meshback hat with the AFR logo made out of brown leather. It's fully adjustable to fit just about anyone, so get yours today at resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, everything we talk about, all of the programming here at AFR, it's all based on a biblical worldview, helping you live through the lens of and in light of Scripture, God's Word, aligning ourselves as stewards of time and talent and treasure and truth and relationships in light of a biblical worldview. Latest data out from Arizona Christian and their research center there that's led by George Barna says that only 3% of Americans live with a Christian worldview. That's down since just the pandemic a few years ago. That's just disconcerting, to say the least, you know, in terms of us holding to the truths of God's Word. Now, maybe that's wrong and it's higher than that. It doesn't matter. We know that it's still a small portion of people. And so what does it look like for us to get our lives aligned with God's Word? And for this program, we want to do that in light of the financial decisions and choices you're making every day. Hopefully we can be an encouragement to you in that, to direct you back to God's Word, give you wise counsel, but also understand that we need to be hopeful and empathetic. You know, understanding you can find yourself from time to time in a very difficult situation. We live in a fallen world, and even though God is bringing about restoration, we will still be in this fallen, broken world until He comes to collect us, those who have trusted in Christ as our Savior. And so in the here and now, we need to live with that eternal perspective, and we need to seek God's heart and pursue Jesus with our lives and apply His wisdom from His Word to every facet of our lives, including our financial decisions. We want to help you do that today. If you have a question, you can call right now with a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Kelly. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I own two ladies' clothing boutiques in Virginia, and also have an e-commerce site. But back in January, I needed to pay off a small loan to an investor that needed their money quickly. So I went through LendingTree like a lot of people do, and got caught up in one of those horrible business loans that I did not realize until the paperwork was almost completed that it was a weekly payment instead of a monthly payment. Long story short, it was a horrible interest rate. And besides doing that, I then could not afford new inventory, so I was using my personal cards to buy inventory. I am financially right now about $140,000 in debt, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to handle it. The business just crashed this year for us.
Wow, yeah.
And so I don't want to lose my business. I absolutely love, and I feel like God has used it as part of my ministry. But right now I'm trying to really figure out, because I used my personal cards, are things like the National Debt Relief and, you know, the Trinity debt counseling, are those good routes to go? I've been told yes, and I've been told no.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Kelly, I know how challenging this can be, and I think, you know, we'll get to the debt here in a second, but where are you with regard to the business right now? Are you still kind of going underwater every month, or have you been able to stabilize things?
it's turning around now. We're seeing a change in the increase, you know, that always happens at this time of year. But we have seen foot traffic pick up in both locations. Part of it was, is I grew last year, and with that, we went into a small town where we saw opportunity, and we opened a second location in this small town. So we're trying to grow there, advertise smartly, get the foot traffic in, and then also, you know, keep up with the location that we have. That just our whole little town, the foot traffic died. Some of the businesses are down 65% over last year. I'm down probably between 50 and 60% in total over last year. The summer was worse. But yeah, we are seeing a pickup start.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, just be careful there. And I totally understand that, you know, this is something you're passionate about. It's been a part of your ministry. It, obviously, you're personally invested in this. I just want you to be careful. So often when we're so close to something, we can't see, or perhaps we stay longer in something that we need to move on from, and it may be God redirecting us, but because we're so, you know, closely connected to it, and there's, you know, it's emotional and financial all at once, you know, we can hold on to something too long. And I'm not saying you're there yet. I just want, you know, to give you that counsel to be careful about, you know, looking at negative cash flow. I mean, that's a sign. If you're accumulating debt, that's a sign. Declining sales, market shift. If you have personal burnout that's impacting your physical and mental or spiritual health, you know, those kinds of things, I just want you to be careful and perhaps even seeking counsel, whether that's a business consultant or a financial or a tax advisor who could look at this objectively and analyze the business. I just don't want you all to continue to get deeper and deeper into this without having some, you know, being willing to make some hard decisions. And obviously, I'm sure you're praying about this, but just ask the Lord to give you wisdom there. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you. In terms of the debt side of it, you know, debt management is my preferred approach. And so you mentioned several national organizations that offer debt management programs. Our preference here, just because we have a long-standing relationship with them and they're all believers and they've worked with thousands of our listeners and we just get so many great reports back, is Christian Credit Counselors. And you'll find them at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. You may find that some of the business debt in particular is not able to be put in, but it would be worth calling them. That would be my first call. Have them analyze what you have, figure out how you can get the interest rates down and get on one monthly payment that's going to go to more debt reduction. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. So that would be my next step. I think that's your best next option. And hopefully if we can stabilize the business, get you on a payment plan that fits with cash flow, with lower interest rates, you can get this paid off much quicker. God bless you, Kelly. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian Credit Counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian Credit Counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985, 800-557-1985.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it
is
a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Have you downloaded the Faithfi app yet? You need to do that today.
because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Well, it's coming out next week. We can't wait for you to get your hands on Look at the Sparrows, our brand new 21-day devotion on financial fear and anxiety. Digging deep into God's Word, using the structure of a portion of the Sermon on the Mount as we talk about the fact that your heart follows your money and that we need to look at the sparrows and trust God and look at how He provides for them. And as we move through this passage of Scripture that's so rich and digging into some key topics and passages throughout God's Word, I think what you'll find is over this 3 weeks of going through the Look at the Sparrows devotion, you will be encouraged. You will be able to recenter your trust and your faith in the Lord and not on your present circumstances. Don't we all need that, especially right now? Well, we think Look at the Sparrows will do just that for you. And one of the great ways to get a copy of it is to become a FaithFi partner. Our FaithFi partners support the ministry at $35 a month or more, and you get pre-release copies of all of our studies and devotionals, including the brand new devotional Look at the Sparrows coming out in just a few days. And starting early next year, you'll get our quarterly publication, which will be a beautiful journal that every quarter takes you into some really practical and thoughtful articles deep into Scripture around money management topics that will interest you and be applicable to your life. And you can make sure that FaithFi stays strong and continues to equip stewards like you. It all happens when you visit faithfi.com and click Give, and you can become a FaithFi partner today. It'd be a huge blessing for us. Again, faithfi.com. Just click Give. All right, let's take some more phone calls. We've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. With your financial questions, you can call right now. All right, we're going to go next to Ohio and welcome Matthew. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is, I was thinking about investing. Do Christians need to avoid all, like, mutual funds or funds that have companies that are woke, maybe even support abortion, stuff like that?
Yeah.
And if so, how can you do that? I know there's Timothy Fund, which sounds really good. But so I have an option at work to do deferred comp. I don't think I can put it in fund though. So just what are your thoughts and what's your advice on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, more and more believers are taking advantage of the opportunity to invest in faith aligned investments. And today, certainly more than, you know, 5 years ago or even 3 years ago, there are now world-class investment options where you can make sure that you're investing in companies that are going to provide compelling value to shareholders that generate risk-adjusted returns, because we want to grow God's money. That's part of good stewardship. But also to ensure that you're aligned with your values. And that can look like avoiding companies that are misaligned with your values because they're involved in. And often it's things like, you know, alcohol and tobacco and pornography and abortion and, you know, gambling, those types of issues. But certainly you can screen out for even more than that to ensure that the companies you're doing business with, by way of being an investor, an owner, because that's what investing is, it's ownership, you know, that you're avoiding those companies. You can also, at the same time, embrace companies, or the mutual fund manager or advisor can embrace companies, meaning pulling them into your portfolio specifically because one of the sources of alpha, you know, meaning how you get the returns, is not just that they're, you know, a good price to book ratio, or, you know, that they are, you know, growing the business, but also that they're blessing their neighbor and they're thinking about the impact of the business products and operations on their employees and their suppliers and, you know, their stakeholders and, you know, everybody in their ecosystem. And there's been plenty of empirical data out that says that companies that think about loving their neighbors well, all of their stakeholders, actually outperform. It's fascinating. And you would believe, you know, you would hope that that would be true because that's God's design. You know, when we love our neighbor, we actually do well by doing good. So yes, you certainly can do that. Now, with a deferred comp, Matthew, you are going to have probably more limited options, you know, that you may, or, you know, be able to choose from. Often major stock and bond indexes, you know, might have, you know, 10-year treasuries, you've got your company stock typically, and then you've got, you know, typically the mutual fund choices in the company 401k plan. So you'd have to look at whether, you know, some of these mutual fund families that offer faith-based investments are available. So, you know, you mentioned Timothy, great option. Eventide is another one. One Ascent, Crossmark, Guidestone, you know, to name a few. So I think that would be my next step, is to call the plan administrator and just say, you know, here's a list of fund families. Can you tell me if I have these options available? If you don't, then you just can't do it. And as soon as you separate from employment, you could roll it out to an IRA, and then you absolutely could begin to bring those in. Does that all make sense, though?
Yeah. Can you repeat the other, what did you say? Eventide?
Yeah. So let me give you a place to go to download a list of them that I think could be a great starting point for you. So if you go to a website, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. So I'll say it again, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That will give you the ability to download a PDF free that just has a listing of all of the faith-based investing fund families that we track. And you'll have some wonderful options there, including Timothy.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Matthew. We appreciate your call today. By the way, folks, you know, a recent study by Eventide and Pinkston, a research firm, among other things, found that over 80% of believers said, if I have the option to align my values with my investments, I absolutely want to do it. And what was fascinating is one of the other things that they uncovered in this study was that 63% of those that they surveyed, and there was well over, you know, 1,000 folks in this that were all believers that had more than 100,000 in investable assets, 63% said, I would change my advisor if I knew I could be with an advisor who could help me implement faith-based investments. Really interesting. And I think it just points to an increasing appetite on the part of Christ followers who are investors to align their investments with their values. I personally think this is a conviction matter. You each let each one be fully convinced in his own mind. And, you know, I think we need to look at that Romans 14 passage. But I think what I'm seeing, at least, is more and more believers are saying, yes, as an owner of these companies, even on the secondary market, buying through an exchange, and we could talk someday about why, you know, there's even, you know, a connection between those buying on the secondary market and the actual company in terms of the impact on the markets and the company that I think could warrant or should warrant, you know, values alignment. But more and more believers are saying, yes, I want to do this. And the good news is there are wonderful options today that did not exist in the past. All right, let's continue to take your phone calls here today. In fact, let's do this. I'm up against a break here in just a moment. So we will continue to take those calls right after the break. Larry, Glenda, Pam, if you can hold right there, we'll get all three of you in this final segment when we come right back. Folks, this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Such a privilege to be invited into your stories each day and just to be an encouragement to you, to point you back to God's Word and tell you, you got this. I know you want to be wise and faithful as a steward of God's resources. We want to help, and hopefully this program is part of that solution each day as you join us here. We'll be right back with our final segment after this. Stick around.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, helping you apply biblical wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Let's head right back to the phones. Glenda's been waiting patiently in Louisiana. Hi, Glenda. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
I have a question about my significant other. I'm 69 years old. We have been together for about 12 years. We live in two separate cities in Louisiana, and we own property in yet another city. He has it in his will that I will inherit the property if anything happens to him, because we've both paid into the property. He's been talking lately, though, that he wants to just go ahead and sign it over to me. I think, you know, just the stress at his age, you know, of having property and having to deal with yearly taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
It just kind of overwhelmed him. But what my question is, financially, what are we talking about as far as I know, if something happened to him and I inherited the property, Louisiana, I wouldn't have to pay inheritance taxes. But for him to just sign it over to me, I don't know, you know, what that would mean for me financially. And I'm hoping you can help me with that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And, you know, it's always good to get with a financial professional. In this case, it'd be a CPA and then a real estate attorney. If you do the transfer to draft the quitclaim deed and just make sure you understand the specifics related to your situation. But let me just talk generally about how this works. But first, a question. Glenda, do you do you all plan on marrying or no?
No, we are, we've been together for a lot of years, but we're happy in our own homes in separate cities.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, if you, and maybe that's a little beyond what I was invited into, so I appreciate you answering the question. Let me say this. So if you inherit the property, the benefit you get from that is you get what's called a step up in basis. So you inherit the property, his cost basis for, and I assume this is, you know, a property you said you do not live in, correct?
No, it's okay. Just land.
Yeah, got
but
it.
But I have paid on it.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah. So you would inherit it and you would get the step up in basis, which means when it's sold, you wouldn't have a capital gain. You're right. There are no inheritance taxes federally. In some cases, there are at a state level. You said they're not in Louisiana. But you would, through the inheritance, get that step up in basis, which just means that regardless of what he or the two of you paid for it originally, because he's the owner of it, even if you put some money into the deal, when it comes to you by inheritance, you no longer look at what his original cost basis was. It's now stepped up to the market value as of the date of death, which means then if you turn around and sell it right away, there's no capital gain on it. So that's the benefit. If he signs it over to you through the most recent or the most typical form to do that is what's called a quitclaim deed, where he just relinquishes ownership and it would be considered a gift. And anything over $18,000, he'd have to tell the IRS. There wouldn't be any taxes due because currently the lifetime exclusion for gifting is over $13 million. But he'd still have to tell the IRS he did it. But now it's your property. You would be, in this case, if he quit claim the full ownership, you'd be the sole owner. But you would inherit his cost basis, which just simply means that now when it's sold, you would have to go back to his original purchase price, and then you'd probably have to pay at least 15% long-term capital gains tax on the gain, not the selling price, but the difference between his purchase price and the selling price. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So what you may want to do is have him hang on to it, but you just step in and help with the daily or, you know, annual tasks of making sure the, you know, property insurance is paid. And I mean, you can deal with some of the administrative things just as a friend or a girlfriend, but not take ownership of the property.
Yeah. Well, I already take care of everything there, all okay. The maintenance on it. And yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right,
so much.
Glenda.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And God bless you for what you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your call today. Let's go to Mississippi. Hi, Larry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate your godly wisdom.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I had a question. My wife has a beneficiary IRA at a value of $108,000. And she's always been required to take a distribution on it. My question is, what is the difference between a beneficiary IRA and a conventional IRA, especially as how you can manage it? And I will say she is turning 62 in November. Does that change anything?
Well, there is no difference with regard to how you manage it. They can all hold the same investments. The main difference comes in just in terms of the rules with regard to how the funds have to come out. So normally with a non-spouse beneficiary IRA, and this has changed several times recently with the law, but generally I think the latest is those funds in most cases have to be depleted or withdrawn completely within 10 years of the account holder's death. And so that would be the main difference. But in terms of the investments they can hold, you know, you basically have unlimited options in that beneficiary IRA in the same way you do with just a normal, you know, non-beneficiary traditional IRA.
So depleted. Now, it's been over 10 years since her father passed away, and it came from her father. So it's been over 10 years. And when you say depleted, how do you mean depleted as far as needs to be taken out of the account and taxes paid on it?
Correct. Yeah, because as the money comes out, as long as it's not a Roth IRA, that money would have to be then paid. You have to pay tax on it and move to a non-IRA account. And so generally, and this is where I check with a CPA just to, you know, make sure, because depending on what year he died and what the tax law was at that time, currently, you know, there's in most cases a 10-year window to withdraw all the assets from the account after the original account owner's death. This is known as the 10-year rule. And it applies to designated beneficiaries, except for certain eligible beneficiaries. And so, you know, some of those would be minor children or spouses. And so that's why it'd probably be good for you all to check with a CPA just to go over the situation and understand just kind of what rules are in place right now to be able to withdraw that money and then and pay the tax on it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call today. Let's finish up in Ohio. Pam, how can I help?
Hi, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate your ministry. I try to listen to it every day.
Awesome.
I am looking at, I just learned this year about, or understood, I guess, about the qualified charitable contributions.
Yeah.
And I do have a couple of accounts, several accounts, I guess, that I will get an RMD at the end of the year, which, of course, I have to claim on my taxes. How do I go about getting that set up so that that is paid directly to my church?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm so glad you brought this up, Pan, because this is one of my favorite tools, this qualified charitable distribution. And it's the only way that you can get money out of an IRA without paying tax on it, while at the same time satisfying your required minimum. And especially for folks who don't need the required minimum, they're not counting on that as income to live on. This is a wonderful opportunity to do some additional giving, and everybody wins because you satisfy your RMD, you don't increase your taxes by a penny, and the ministry gets the full amount, in this case your church, gets the full amount to use for ministry purposes. So you would just contact your IRA custodian and just let them know that you'd like to do a qualified charitable distribution. Your custodian is whoever you get your statements from that holds the IRA, and just let them know that you want to do that. They will cut a check or do an electronic transfer, and you'll need to contact your church to get the account information. You may want to start with the custodian first and just say, is there a form or, you know, something that gives me the information I need to get from my church? And then, you know, and it could be they just, you know, send a check in the mail, and then you'll just want to make sure that, you know, you get that contribution receipt, because you want to be able to defend before the IRS, if you're ever questioned, that this did in fact go to your church directly. It didn't come to you first, which is what allows it to be considered a qualified charitable distribution. But there's not anything special you need to do other than making sure the money goes straight to your church. In fact, some people have check writing privileges on their IRA, and they literally just write a check to their church, and that's a qualified charitable distribution. Does that make sense, though?
Absolutely, it does. I appreciate very much what you're saying. So,
okay. Lord bless you, Pam. Yeah, you can do up to $105,000 this year, so you got plenty of room there to give as much as you want, as long as you're over 70 and a half. Thanks for your call today. By the way, folks, this is a great opportunity for me to mention the American Family Association Foundation, which you can find at afafoundation.net, because whether it's a qualified charitable distribution to AFA or a charitable gift annuity where you can transfer cash or property to AFA and get fixed payments for life based on your age, and then ultimately, and also get a partial tax deduction right away, but then ultimately the balance goes to AFA, or giving appreciated stock. There's so many ways to give to support the culture transforming work of the American Family Association that are tax advantaged, and the team, Riley and Chelsea and others at AFA Foundation would be happy to sit with you and talk you through all of those options. Just go to afafoundation.net and set up a time to visit with them. Hey, a big thanks to my team today, Sandy Dickinson, Devin Patrick, and Jim Henry, and everybody here at FaithFi. Lord bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.